Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help. Hey, guys.
Hey, friends and family.
I keep thinking that your pop socket thing is like an extension of your nails.
Oh.
When you're holding it from that angle down there, it looks like your nails are really long.
I love my little pop socket.
Mine keeps falling off.
Although you know that my manager, Liv, has like this, her phobia is like the holes in where spiders crawl out of. Like spider eggs come out of these holes.
No, and I don't want to see that.
What
I don't
phobia
want to see
is that,
Ben?
Right, triphobia.
What, because it's specifically a spider?
No, you'll be sick. Have a look. Anyway, these are giving me that energy, but I don't want to tell her because she bought this for me. And she tells me how much she's scared of this thing, and I keep thinking, but it's on the back of your phone.
Look at this. A spider. That was in my freaking garden.
Yeah, we've got one called Jimmy, and he lives in my house.
Oh, it's so... You know, that's a good sign. It means that your house isn't damp. They like dry places, so it's a good sign that your house does not have, like, damp or mould, apparently.
My house definitely does not have damp or mould. It's a very, very dry house.
And you're high up, so you probably wouldn't.
Exactly.
But
what's been going on then, Prash?
Oh my God. So I had my gorgeous friends Jack and Hermione stay. And I knew this for ages and I completely forgot to talk about it and tell you. But you know, One Day and the guy in it, Leo Woodall?
Yes.
He follows my friend Hermione on Instagram. So she didn't know, and she like went on his Instagram and it was like, accept follow request. And she was like, what? Anyway, you go onto his followers, he's following her. She accepted it, obviously. Jack was fuming.
Why is he following her?
But he also follows your husband. Which is more understandable, because obviously Jamie's very famous. But why Hermione? No offense, I love her so much. She has three photos and she's private.
She has three photos. No, I love her so much.
That's it.
No. And she's my new favourite person in the entire world.
And the last post
she has three Instagram
was October 2021. Like, she's like, I don't get it, but quite cool.
Do you think he was stalking you and tapped on her through that by mistake?
None
of this makes sense.
It's peculiar, isn't it?
It's peculiar. It's almost as weird as Boris Johnson's wife following Toby.
Messaging Toby.
Didn't she follow me too?
Yeah, and she'd messaged you. It was obviously like...
Do you think it was her?
Yeah.
Who's the weirdest person who follows you? Do you remember when Miranda Kerr followed me for like 10 years and then she unfollowed me recently?
Frick.
I know. I remember seeing that. And I literally was drunk on a night out. And someone said to me, they were like, you know Miranda Kerr follows you. And I went, text every group chat being like, guys, Miranda Kerr.
To be fair, that's quite a big deal.
I was also like 24, like give a girl a break.
That is a really big deal. I'm trying to think like who the most like unreal,
really weird,
famous person is that would have, that I saw that followed
me. I'll tell you who mine is.
Oh, mine's a person from Love Actually.
Who?
It's not really not that much of a big deal. The lady that goes out with the Prime Minister.
That is a big deal.
Martine McCutcheon,
wait,
I think.
What?
I don't know if she still does, but she used
Let's
to
have
follow
a look.
Me. And I was
I'll
like,
tell you
oh,
mine
random.
Is. Do you want to hear who mine
yeah.
is?
Yeah. Yours will be really cool.
Casey Gorman.
Who's that?
Love Island.
Oh, fucking hell.
What's up, TikTok? Talking about people going booming on Instagram. We've got the one, the only Tammy Hambro on later. I'm so excited.
She was one of the first people that I ever followed on Instagram.
Same. She's huge.
Stunning.
And I remember her body people being phenomenal. Obsessed with her.
Always been like gorgeous figure, like done lots of like fitnessy things.
Gorgeous bum, so tanned. Mm. Anyway, we're getting all the tea. She's just released a new book. It's amazing. She's so sweet. So we're going to have a little chat with her all the way from Australia and catch up.
Toby goes, I was like, oh, we're interviewing Tammy Hembrace. And he's, oh, yeah, I know her sister. I was like, what? And then we said this girl called Helena Hembro, who actually used to go to my school. And I was like, no, very different Hembro. Very, very, very different Hembro.
Okay, right. So we went out the weekend, didn't we? We had a lovely time. We went for lunch. You were very hungover.
I was very hungover, so I didn't drink and I didn't have anything to bring to the conversation. I just sat there and listened. It was lovely.
We went for lunch with Liv Bentley, Emily Blackwell, and then Jordan, Emily's boyfriend, who was, I just love
him. He's so great.
He's fucking great.
He brings so much to the table.
He's so weird in a great way.
Yeah, he's I really fantastic. Do.
No, it's so funny. We leave. And you know when Jamie's like, by the way, Jamie's like weird when he drinks because he never drinks. He gets so overexcited.
He had two beers, half pints.
You would never have seen someone as drunk as he was by the evening. Genuinely,
to be fair, like it was quite early starting. So I guess by the evening, that's a long time.
Also, Jamie, after two drinks, he's not really drunk for like 3 months. He's like all or nothing, that boy.
Yeah.
Anyway. We leave and he's like, Jordan, give me his number. I love that bloke. I'm like, you need to calm down. He's like, found the number, texting him. I'm like, leave the poor boy alone.
They've been for dinner before.
I know, just every time he sees him, he's like, love that boy. Anyway, then me, Liv and Jamie went to a pub to see our other friends. They have this gorgeous little corgi puppy. It's
so
cute.
Oh my God, I saw that.
Precious. And then Rube's Tim came to meet us, looking amazing. Liv's looking amazing. Everyone's on great form.
Everyone's just glowing at the moment.
It was summer. It felt amazing. And you know, one of those days where you're meant to just go out for a lunch, you end up like being out to like...
Spontaneous days, the best.
Then we went to Koji and Parsons Green. Never eaten so much.
Oh my God.
Tens across the board.
It's so good, isn't it?
It's so good. But basically, we were like peppermint tea vibe, really wholesome. Like, Tim was having some lovely wine. Jamie... 15 Moscow Mules. I was like, you.
Gosh, it's the cocktails. They really get you.
And he was screaming at the top of his voice. And I was just like, you.
But you were in bed by 10:30.
I was. I went by. And
wait,
I.
So did he stay out?
Yeah, I left him at Duke of Green or something. The pub.
Duke on the Green, yeah.
Parsons Green is uni. To me, it's Newcastle uni. And I loved it. I was like, everyone's so fucking young. It's not like Notting Hill vibes at all.
The young people are out. The old people aren't.
Yes. Yeah. And also, like, I don't think they necessarily all live there, but obviously it's very pub vibe. I don't often go to pubs.
And it's very, like, after work drinks vibe. Like, it's a real community.
And it's really,
it's a very neighbourhood.
But everyone feels young, feels really young, which I loved. But I felt old.
I don't really go out on Parsons Green.
Trust me, I felt like an old spinster. I was like, I can't.
I feel old anywhere I go these days because everyone's fucking 18.
I know.
Everyone's 18.
Anyway, it was a lovely time. The sun was shining. The minute that sun comes out, everyone's gives me mood a happy changes. Pill.
You want to know where the best beer garden is genuinely the whole of London? It's a place called the Leather Bottle in Earlsfield. It's the biggest.
Where's Earlsfield?
Further down than Wandsworth, but yeah.
Far.
Yeah. It's the most enormous beer garden you've ever seen. Has anyone else been there?
The Leather Bottom. Well, there you go.
Leather Bottle.
You're quite a pub gal. I'm not.
Yeah,
I never
my friends
go to pubs.
Are very pub vibes because, you know, London's expensive.
You're also younger than me.
And going to a bar is expensive, but you can go to the pub and you can get a cheap bottle of wine and share it with your pals or a beer.
So what pubs are your fave?
What's a pub that we always go to? I don't know. I feel like we go to different pubs all the freaking time.
The Pear Tree in Battersea. It's not really a pub,
I haven't been
but
there this
lovely.
Year and I can't wait.
Yeah,
for
that's
that.
A vibe.
That is such a vibe. Can't
is that very fun in the evenings then? Yeah.
So fun.
I need
so
to go.
So fun. Whenever I've gone there for like a day thing, it always ends up as like a 4 a.m. situation every time. There's something in the air.
Something in the air. The
and it
river
has to
air.
Be good weather. Otherwise, oh, yeah. Things aren't going places, are they?
I really feel like, guys, we've got to manifest good weather because that sun just it did things to me and then it just got whisked away from me in the blink of an
what
eye.
What was that? It was the Saturday. 2 weekends ago where it was the first day where I went to that beer garden and it was like 18 degrees. No, because it was like in the wind, you get a bit chilly and I didn't want to go into the evening being cold.
Yeah.
But that was the first day. And I remember walking outside in the morning being like, oh my God, it's like, it's almost like this weird like feeling comes over you where it's like
nostalgia.
Yeah. And it's so strong. And then the smell of the air, everything is like, oh my God, I can't wait.
It instantly makes me feel like I'm at school and I'm like 10 again.
Yeah. It's the same as frost on grass. Reminds me of like
1000% or crunching the autumn leaves under my feet.
Yeah.
That's
such
school.
Specific thing.
Basically every single season, the beginning of it, I'm like,
true.
School.
Right, let's get into the dilemmas. So this came through our WhatsApp and it's from a boy, which is exciting. Hi both, I really enjoy listening to your podcast. As a guy, I feel like I learn a lot, especially as I've just come out of a long-term relationship. I've been single now since last summer and we've been on dating apps, but tend to not get many matches. When I do get a match, the convo just never seems to stick for long enough period and I get ghosted. I've also messaged two girls on Instagram recently and again, don't get anything back. So it does tend to knock the confidence. There are girls I see from my area that I know of on the dating apps and we don't match on that. Is it still worth replying to one of their stories on Instagram to see what happens, or are they just not interested? Could you offer any advice, as most of my friendship group are in relationship, so I don't go out much as well to meet girls? Thank you.
Can I just say, we checked you out, you are fit. No, but seriously, I think boys get pied all the time. I think perseverance
it
is
happens.
Key. I don't think, like, looking back at the way Jamie used to text me and, like, how I know he would have texted all girls, I couldn't have sat that boy off if I tried. He would howl me like a dog. And that just, you break in. I find it attractive when boys just go for it.
Only if it's, like, funny, though. Otherwise, it's, like, stalker vibes and then you just block them.
It's true. Although I've always gone for boys who are perseverance. I've never liked boys who play it hard to get. I'm like, bye, see you later, lame. But then when I like them, they play hard to get and I'm like, I love you. Okay, so should I tell you what I like? I just like inner confidence when boys just like, don't give a fuck. They're like, I fancy you. And they keep going, they keep going, they keep going. Then they get you and then they're like, bye.
And they pull away slightly and you're like, oh my God, you've ripped my heart out. I feel like dating apps is difficult because people might just have them on their phone and they might not even be looking on them. So maybe it is worth replying to their stories.
Reply to those stories. I also, by the way, so many boys reply to my stories. Like they're not flirting with me. Do you know what I mean? It's not like that girl's instantly gonna be like, oh my God, that boy's replied to a story.
It doesn't have to be as aggressive as a flame emoji. Like you could just be like, haha.
Please don't send a flame emoji. Yeah. Please don't.
On that note.
Or fire.
Just respond to something that's like in relation to what is on the story. So if it's a photo of the dog, I don't know, comment
only
on
once,
the dog
though.
Or something.
Only one reply per
girl. See what happens.
Do not double reply on a
also,
story.
Also, if
it's
she
weird.
Reads it, you have to send something that's enough for her to respond to. Sending an emoji probably isn't going to give her enough to respond to. If I was you, I probably wouldn't send any emoji unless it was along with some sort of a message. So if you wrote something funny about the laughing, crying face, fine. Devil horns, is that? No.
Just please don't send an emoji. And to be honest, I don't really love an emoji on a boy anyway. Just stop sending emojis. I send them to my friends, but like if I was ever dating...
I think the
dating,
laughing, crying one's quite funny.
Fine when you've had a couple of dates, but even then, like I'm not an emoji girl with boys. Like,
yeah,
I really
no,
can't.
Neither to be fair. The laughing, crying, whenever I write something, sometimes it pops up. Like as lol, it comes up with the one with like the eyes like this. And I'm like, oh no, I don't want to send that emoji.
I know.
You have to delete it and then rewrite it again.
And obviously like when you're like texting them and you've got into like a rhythm or like you've escalated.
Gauge it.
You can send a loving, but like, please just don't at the beginning. Boys and girls, I'm not really into emojis.
I had an icky emoji from Toby on our first date.
Tell me.
You know what it was, because I screenshotted you
the
immediately.
No. Was it this one?
No, that was a really good impression because I know the exact emoji that you mean.
You know that face like, What was the emoji?
So I left his, it doesn't matter what time in the morning it was. And he was like, can you tell me when you get home safe, please? And like messaged me that. And I think he said it, either said it to me or messaged me that. And I can't remember which one it was. Anyway, I was like, home, kiss. And he goes, he sent me back like that one. And a love heart.
Yeah.
Prayer hands and a love heart. And I was like,
what the hell?
And he was like, I don't know what came over me. And the moment I sent it, I was like, she's never going to speak to me again.
Did you reply? No. Love heart.
No.
Punchy.
It was like this and then a love heart. And
you
I was
never
like,
sent that
stop.
To me, but I would have been like,
I would have screenshotted everything, but this is going back like almost 3 years now, so obviously we can't.
I probably at the time thought
you would have seen it.
He's quite like something about Toby. He gets away with a lot because he's just actually precious. But like so that, oh that's God, criminal.
Do not do that.
Those hands give me.
Do not do that, and don't do this with the monkey. That is the worst one I think's ever existed. You know who would do that? You know who has done that? One of my ex-boyfriends. So we were broken up. Yeah, we were broken up. And my friend Mills got a message from her friend screenshotting a message from him sliding into her DMs like, this guy has finished me. And it was like, literally like, it was like, hey, chica. And then it was like a waving and then a monkey.
The waving's ick too. And also, chica, illegal.
Illegal.
Can I tell you another thing?
Yeah.
Do not, I repeat, do not ever use the word fuego.
What's that?
Hot in Spanish, and boys go fuego.
Oh my God, I've never heard that.
Criminal.
You know what? Saying anything kind of like in Spanish, in French, unless you're genuinely from that country, don't fucking say it because it's just not right.
Basically, to try and be as like grammatically correct and
just
like,
be normal. Stop trying so hard. I think that's like the key thing. Like, just be normal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, how hard is it
don't
to just be normal?
Don't overthink stuff.
Okay, so I'm going to do a story. So I've done a story of me at the beer garden on Saturday. What are you going to say?
Fuck.
I would just go straight in. Where are you?
That's like giving me stalker vibes. You
Does
wouldn't
he
like
know
that.
Her?
No, he's seen her on Instagram. And I think he's seen her out, but they don't know each other. He just knows that like there's a few girls that are from his area that he's also seen on Tinder, but they haven't responded to him. So he's like, is it worth me replying to a story?
Then you probably would do like the love art. I don't know. Death.
It's really tough. Listen, this is a tough gig and I appreciate that a lot. So we're gonna come to a solution here. Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm at the beer garden.
If there's a dog in the photo, you're gonna reply like, oh, when do I get to meet him? Or something.
Vomit at all of them. It's so hard.
Really
I think I would just do like an emoji back to it. I go
no,
back
we
on.
Just
I know, but I go back.
Said.
But replying with a sentence is so deep. Like maybe it's like a slip of the hand that he did like some love eyes emoji. You know, you can like it. You can like the photo. Just do that. Depends.
Like it a few times. Plant the seed.
I don't think
then if something really great comes up, you reply to it. Only if it's like,
if she puts a really fit photo of her, I don't think there's anything wrong with like a boy doing like an emoji back to her, actually. It really depends. I'm so sorry. But I think it's trial and error. Sometimes I'm into it and sometimes I'm not. This is obviously before I was married.
Listen, ultimately, if she's going to be into it, it doesn't actually matter too much what you say.
Totally.
So I think be yourself, don't overthink it, and try not to send a cringe emoji. I think being also quite confident is quite sexy. So maybe if her name, I think using someone's name can also be quite, I don't know what it does
alpha
to somebody. It makes somebody feel slightly
domineering.
So maybe if her name is Emily, you reply like, looking good, Emily, or something. I don't know. Then she'd be like, oh, I don't, it's less like, so fit. Listen.
No, I wouldn't reply to a story. I would just message her and be like, hey, what are you up to? Can I take you for a drink? That's what I would prefer if a boy did. Then you get into a convo, then you reply to the stories. Do not go far. I've never met you and you're sending me far emojis to me at the pub. Like, I'm just not into it. Be upfront, ask me on a date, and then we'll see where it goes.
You know what the worst that's going to happen is you're going to get ghosted. Who fucking cares?
Okay, dilemma two. Hi, Sophie and Melissa. I'm listening to you all the way from South Africa. What do they say? Your oak. Oak, your big oak.
Do they say that?
Yeah, they call men oaks. I have been seeing a guy for around a month. We were video calling before we met up and the chat was incredible. When we finally met up, the chemistry and sex was amazing. Since then, the comms have been really bad. His texting has been inconsistent, but he's been on Instagram active. I don't know if I'm looking into it deeply or if I'm seeing it for what it is. Last weekend, he invited me to have a movie night at a fancy place and stay at a nice hotel. He then had to cancel as the hotel had overbooked. I checked online and it turned out there were rooms available. I asked if he wanted to hang out on Saturday and he turned around and said he doesn't know me well enough yet to make a day plan. Am I being delulu or is it the man giving off fuckboy vibes?
Yes.
If he says I don't know you enough to make a day plan, he said I only know you well enough to have a shag.
He is unfortunately just up for sex and sometimes that's what boys do.
Yeah, and he's actually had the decency to tell you that.
He's not leading you on and taking you on long dates, making you fall in love, yeah.
He's literally been like, no, I don't want to go for day dates with you. I only want to see you. So wake up and smell the coffee. I'm sorry.
Totally. I'm sorry too, because sometimes we've all been there with that.
You might be into it. Take it for what it is. If you want to just keep shagging him, fantastic. You got yourself a fuck buddy. You can always date someone else in the day. You can.
That is so true. Just don't fall in love, because girls fall in love. We're sleeping with boys, and boys don't. And I don't understand why that is.
Well, I think that, look, you haven't fallen too deeply. He's actually told you that he only wants to have sex. Because to me, that's black and white. Like, I agree. He's literally said that.
You're so right.
So you just take it. You either continue just sleeping with him, or you go, bye.
And also, I feel like you're into this and you're worrying about why he hasn't replied and like why he's saying certain things. So to me, your feelings are already getting involved, and I don't think this will end well. No, if way. You use him as just deep. Sleeping with him, because you're going to fall further and he's just going to continue. And it sounds like he's obviously doing this with a few other people. He obviously took someone else to that hotel. He's lying about it being overbooked and yada, yada, yada. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some people are just like that.
I think he thinks you're very much in the know, like you're on the same page, because he's not hiding it. He's like...
Yeah, nah, I don't know you well enough for that.
Yeah.
I'll take you to the hotel and shag you.
Also, like, booking a hotel room is like, you're fucking...
I know. It's also quite like, why is he booking a hotel room? Why, I guess he's, I don't know. There's a few red flags there. I would just stay away from it.
I would say, Claire, I really don't advise you going back into this one. No. You've only slept in once. Cut your losses and move on.
Avoid.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey girls, I was with my boyfriend for 3 years. One day he was at work when I was at home. He gave me a call and asked me to go onto his laptop and forward an email. Me being a nosy girl, I then used this as an opportunity to go through his emails. I ended up in his deleted folder and found an email from Reddit, which is a big online message board. It said they had opened up an account, so I searched up the username. On Reddit, you can see what people have been commenting on, so I searched his username and I couldn't believe it. My boyfriend had been commenting on gay porn.
What?
He'd been interacting with videos of men wearing thongs, men's going at it, and he even commented, "Wish I could take it as deep as you."
Oh my God, I thought you meant he was like commenting like hate on like random stuff on the internet. Oh my God, he's into it.
I spoke to his sister about it and she said that she'd seen something similar on his iPad when he was about 18, but nothing since. She didn't seem shocked at all.
Hold on. So the sister knows?
Yeah. When I confronted him about it, he promised me it was just a kink and said that he was just curious about it after someone mentioned it at football. Oh. He swore that he wasn't gay and just something that turned him on, so I forgave him but couldn't move on. Every time we get intimate, that's all I can think about, so I decided to call it a day. But now I'm thinking I made the wrong decision. Please help. I'm so sorry. He could potentially be bisexual and want to spread his wings.
That's true, but if you... For me, I don't think I could date someone... that had that as a kink, because that's not something I could ever give them.
Exactly.
And also, I would just be
I
like,
feel really
I'm
out of my
completely
depth.
Just not. I'm not a guy, and I can't
I don't
do
have
that. I just like it's not a kink I could ever fulfill, and intimately, that would probably make me feel a certain type of way as well. Because I'd be like, you're not turned on by me at all. You're just thinking about that.
It would all encompass my mind. It's all I would think about. I think
made the right
that
decision.
He's quite obviously bisexual. Like this, it's not. There's no such thing as having a kink about sleeping with the same sex.
Bisexual.
Like you're bisexual, or gay.
One or the other. He's maybe not ready to come to terms with it yet. So this is like his first step of, and you know what? You might have actually really done him a favour. And it might give him the chance to, now he feels like maybe someone else knows. Maybe you need to be a bit more supportive in a sense of like, you know what? I still love you so much. Whatever, we had a great relationship. If this is actually how you feel and blah, 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 I can't be with you, but I want you to feel like it's okay. And you don't have to hide that from people and then be in a relationship with them to try and cover it up. Because also they're not fair really on the people that he's in a relationship with if he's hiding that part of himself. But then equally it's difficult to maybe come to terms with it. So I feel like...
lean into it.
Yes, you should try and be supportive of that. But I think you've made the right decision by leaving.
And I think it would make it... It's up to you, but I think it would make it easier if you like became friends with him and like helped him develop his sexuality, because he clearly is in a bit of denial if he's saying it's just a kink.
Yeah.
And perhaps that would really like... hone into you that you and him can't be together, and you know, you and then you just love him as a friend.
Totally.
And I really like I think he needs support right now.
Yeah, he needs support right now, and maybe other people don't know about it. Mind you, I think it's great that his sister knows. I don't know if they have a relationship and talk like that kind of relationship and talk about
it. She doesn't seem very judgy.
But it also doesn't seem like a new thing if his sister found out all those years ago. So it's something that he's been harboring for a while.
And you know what? You probably, Melissa's so right. You probably did him a favour. He probably, you know, for whatever reason, which is really sad, maybe didn't want to come out or whatever. And maybe you've given him like the reality, like, no, you're not living your true self or whatever. Or he just wants to spread his wings, in which case then maybe he'll be with someone who is a bit more
fluid with all that
fluid
stuff.
Yeah, but I think you've done the right decision. I think that there's no harm in being friends with him and helping him explore whatever he wants to explore.
Totally. I think a beautiful thing can come out of this.
Same. And a real friendship could come. Because just because you're in love with him, you could be in love with him as a friend.
Totally. Hi, girls. I just wanted to send a message in and say thank you. Your show has been somewhere I can escape for a little while during some of my toughest moments. For the past few years, my fiancé and I have been on a rollercoaster journey with fertility. There were moments when the darkness seemed overwhelming, but your podcast always managed to come through with a bit of escapism and joy every week. Oh my God, that's so lovely. Last year, after numerous challenges and setbacks, we are blessed with a successful round of IVF. Against all the odds, our little miracle arrived and we welcomed a beautiful baby boy into our lives. I can't help but think that your podcast played a part in keeping my spirits high during those trying times. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Never stop making the pod.
Oh my God, we love you. Congratulations. We're so happy.
That is phenomenal news.
Oh my God, can we find out the name and have a photo of the little baby?
I would really love to know more about this.
I would really love that.
I know it sounds so strange, but like, I feel like we've not been going for that long, but obviously we have been going long enough for someone to go through 3 years for someone to go through these like big things. Because I'm like, no, that's not enough time to have a baby and try for a baby. Obviously it is. It's crazy.
Well, Tammy, thank you so much for coming on Wednesdays. We're big fans over here, so we're so happy you could come on all the way from Australia.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Sorry, I love the Australian accent. It's not very often you get to actually ever hear one. When you do, it's just so nice.
I know.
When I hear an Australian accent, I like can't stand it.
What?
Oh, it's the best accent ever.
Like an Australian movie or anything. I'm like, is that what I sound like? It's just, I don't know.
I watched a documentary recently and they were like really Australian. They were like right in the outbacks. I can't remember. And I was like, I've never heard that accent before. I couldn't understand a word they were saying.
Does it vary like from place to place in Australia like it does in the UK?
Yeah, some are like really, really strong. And it's just like, whoa. But yeah, I don't think mine's super strong.
No, yours is gorgeous.
Tammy,
congratulations on your book. It's so amazing. We've got it here.
It's also very aesthetic. It goes really well with our background.
Yeah, it came out today. So I've been running around to all the different bookstores and like looking at it. Yeah.
Oh my God, amazing. Epic. And this is your first book.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so fun. How come you decided to release a book now?
Well, it's always sort of something I wanted to do before I was 30. It's like one of those like bucket list goals kind of thing. I'm an avid reader. I love to read. So I was like, I just want to do my own. And I've sort of always wanted to do it, but I've always been so busy and never really just like gotten around to it. And then, yeah, the past like year or so, I've just been working on it in the background and it's finally here.
Did you ever get like writer's block?
No, it was just like a bit confronting, like reflecting that much on, you know, my own journey and myself. Like, it was just a bit weird.
Is there anything that you sort of learned from yourself in the process?
I learned that life is really just a continuous sort of journey. Like, even now, after I've like written the book, and it's obviously, it's like meant to be sort of a self-help book and like help people and sort of teach people and motivate people and inspire people. But it's sort of shown me that I'm still on my journey. Like, my journey continues. Like, I'm still constantly learning. I'm still making mistakes. I'm still growing. So yeah, it's definitely made me look at myself a lot. And yeah,
I feel like that's so healthy, isn't it, to be able to do that? I feel like that's a lot what I guess a lot of people do when they go to like therapy, is like so much self-reflection. Writing it all down must be so real.
Yeah, it can definitely be confronting. It's like full on, but no, it is so therapeutic.
Yeah, I can imagine it's really cathartic. I feel like what you just said is a really good piece of advice. We have a really amazing core group of listeners and we try our very best to sort of answer dilemmas and give people advice. Sometimes it's not that
unhinged.
Sometimes it's really unhinged. But I feel like the listeners would love a bit of Tammy's advice. Is there anything that you've sort of ever been told that you think was like a really pinnacle piece of advice or anything you could share with our listeners?
I have so many little pieces of advice in the book and like different quotes and things like that. But something I think that I've always just learned is a huge one when it comes to sort of just being like happier in life in general, is to celebrate the little wins and like things that can usually seem like mundane or boring or simple, and just finding like a reason to celebrate like those smaller things in everyday life, especially like someone like me. I'm a mom, I'm constantly running around, I'm busy, and things can be like really stressful. So it's really nice to just try and look for little tiny things to celebrate every day.
That's lovely. So true. Like, even just implementing gratitude and just all the little things. And I guess you have obviously been in the public eye and online for over a decade.
It's crazy.
When you first started, it was literally just Instagram. I mean, I remember like following you back in the day. You were like one of the OG influencers. I feel like a lot of you came from Australia, actually, like the OGs.
You guys did, because Steph Smith.
Yeah, Steph Claire
who
Smith.
We've always also had on the podcast, who is so amazing. You and her were honestly like two of the first people I ever followed.
Yeah, it's so weird because even back then when I started, I didn't like see a lot of people sort of doing that as like a job or whatever. So yeah, it was very strange sort of looking back and being like I was one of the first kind of thing. So it's weird knowing how long I've been on it. It makes me feel so old. But yeah, it's cool.
I also feel like back then, did social media feel like the audience wasn't as close? And it wasn't like, I feel like now the audiences are so accessible. So like when there's things like criticism or like trolls or even nice things, it feels like they're so close, if you know what I mean. Like, how do you deal with like
that? So accessible.
Yes, like a comment is then right there. Whereas I feel like back then it felt like it was further away, like you could ignore it.
I feel like as well a lot more now, since you can like people's comments and things like that. So there's a lot more of that, like jumping on the bandwagon, especially when it comes to like negativity and like sort of online trolling and bullying and stuff like that, which can be frustrating and it can be overwhelming. Like, I get so many trolls all the time, but I'm so I'm so used to it now though. I really have such thick skin now because it's just like a constant sort of thing. Like, there's so many amazing like followers and fans and things like that, but then it's sort of like the negative ones always stick out a bit. But I feel like I've gotten good at really ignoring it.
I feel like no matter how thick someone's skin is, and like you said, like you've been in this industry for so long, you have to have a thick skin or you're just not gonna survive in it. It doesn't make it any easier. How do you like deal with it best? Does it ever get to a point where you're like, it's really affected you?
It's just more so not even looking at it. Like things like, especially like online articles and things like that, like Daily Mail or whatever, like you just never ever read any of the like comments on that kind of stuff. And then if I've posted something and I can see like, I don't know, some negative comments or people jumping on a bandwagon or anything like that, I literally just won't look back at the comments. I don't want to like put that in my mental space, any of that negativity and things like that.
In your book, you've obviously spoken about loads, but one of like a big thing that was obviously in the press a lot was the situation at Kylie's 21st, which you've spoken about in your book. Does it feel nice that you've sort of had a platform where you can share your side of the story and clear up any sort of rumors?
It was sort of like therapeutic, like putting it in there, because I feel like after I sort of touched on it, like when it happened, like a little bit, and then it was just, I've sort of like blocked it out of my mind since then. So it was like, that was one of those confronting things, because that was a sort of difficult time of my life. And like when I did the audiobook recording for the book, I just burst into tears as soon as I like finished that part of the book. So yeah, it was quite therapeutic in a way, sort of putting it down. And I am a lot older now. Like I feel like I was so young, and I feel like at the time I was very hard on myself about it, and I don't feel like that about it now. So that's nice.
Oh my God. And you absolutely shouldn't have felt like it. I feel like the press can be really mean, and
the internet
anything
can be very mean.
The internet, and like you were so young, like the things that I did when
thank
I was,
God, we weren't papped and photographed doing the things that happened to us. Like, oh yeah. My God, is there any rumor that's gone around about you on the internet that you would like to clear up, or what is like the craziest rumor about you where you're like, that is just not true?
I feel like there's been so many over the years. Obviously, huge ones saying like I've had a BBL and stuff like that, which is absolutely insane.
A little bit of a compliment there.
That is a compliment, 100%.
Yeah, I take that as a compliment. But I'm like, if I was to do that, I would have gone like all out, like the hips and the everything, you know? So I'm like, I don't really get why people even say that. But I just ignore it. And I'm like, whatever.
And obviously, you're an amazing mom, and you probably inspire so many moms out there. And we had a listener from Wednesdays, from a woman, and she became a mom really young. And she wrote in to tell us that it was just like the best decision of her life, and we sort of kept up with her journey. She wrote in when she was pregnant, and we've just been on this journey with her, and it's just been amazing. We'd love to hear more about your experience of being a mom, and how you found, you know, being a mom
quite young as well.
Yeah, I was really young. I feel like it did sort of make me grow up quite quickly. I remember taking Wolf home from the hospital, and I was like 20 years old, and I was like, okay, like where's the manual? Like, what do I even do? Like, I had no idea what I was doing, but it was nice in the sense that I feel like we sort of grew alongside each other, and were like, I feel like as I was teaching him, as he was growing, he was also teaching me a lot, and it was really nice. And also I had way more energy back then. Like I had Posey not that long ago, and I am just so much more tired now. So I feel like I only have good things to say about becoming a mum at that age.
And my mum was like 36 when she had me, which is considered an older parent, I guess. And she was like, no matter how old or young you are, you're never ready for a start. But the energy levels that I had were like not as good as obviously when if I was like 10 years younger, everything was harder in a sense.
Yeah, like it's definitely different because I had Wolf and Sass so close together, and then I had Posey.
Tammy, your kids'
names
really
are cute.
So cute. Posey's the sweet.
That is so gorgeous.
That is so cute.
Yeah, I love that name. I heard it on a podcast. I just fell in love with it. But yeah, Wolf and Sass were obviously so close in age, and I was super young, and then Posey was like more recent, and even like my whole pregnancy, like just everything was so much different, and I was just exhausted the entire time.
I feel like you're so right. There's no
right way around doing it.
Right time. Like it's always, you're always just going to go into mother mode when you have your child.
Yeah. You'll definitely like never be ready. That's so true what they say.
Loads of our listeners are actually always writing in. And we've actually got quite a lot of
Australian audience,
which is so amazing because they'll be so thrilled to hear you on the podcast. But even our UK listeners are always asking us, like a lot of them are thinking about moving. They're sort of at that age before they've had children or before they've sort of got into a set career. And they're like, should we move to Australia? Like, what would you say to them? Do you love it?
Yeah, I would say move here. It's amazing. No, I absolutely love, I feel like as well, because I traveled a lot. And when I was a bit younger, I so wanted to like live in LA. And then after being all these different places so much, there is honestly just no place like home for me. Like I feel like it gave me such a big appreciation for Australia. And I'm a water baby. I love the ocean and things like that. So I love living here.
Tammy, you have done so much in your 20s. What do you think your 30s bring?
I always hear the 30s is like the prime of your life. So I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited to go into my 30s. I have a new business that I'm starting at the moment. So,
oh my God, this can you give us, tell us?
It's in its very early stages, but I'm doing it with my two older sisters, Amy and Emily, and it's definitely my biggest project that I've ever done. So I'm really, really excited about it, but I can't like say too much just yet.
You're absolutely killing it, Tammy. Thank you so much for coming on Wednesdays. Where can like our everyone listeners find your book?
It's definitely on Amazon. W.H. Smith. Yeah, that one.
Thank you so much, Tammy. We love our little community. You guys mean the world to us. And please keep sending in all of your stories. We love them so much. Please WhatsApp us. We'll put the WhatsApp number on here and the link for the WhatsApp. So send in your dilemmas via WhatsApp. So we've obviously not had a voice note. So we're waiting desperately on tenterhooks for this voice note. So please send it in. And you can be the first voice note we ever play out. And we love you guys so much. And we hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are. And we'll see you next week.
Wherever you are.
Love you.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.